At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there, or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
The Mavs wreck the Suns. You see what I did there? You see how that worked? Welcome in the beginning of another hour and another edition of the Ben Maller Show, as we are in the air everywhere. I'm right next door, as we are here and there and everywhere, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and super eminently powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the line, the assembly line of Hot Takes, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the North Woods, far, far away in the North Woods. And our lead this hour coming from Pro Bouncy Ball. The NBA has decided to have playoff basketball for every single day over like the next 7 years. There'll be a playoff game. And on this night, there were a couple of playoff games. The game we're going to feature here in the opening salvo to begin the festivities, game number 6 between the Suns and the Mavericks in Dallas. The Suns, the popular pick by popular people. Phoenix looking to punch their ticket to the Final Four of the NBA, the Western Conference Finals. All they had to do was win a game on the road in Dallas. And how did that go? Did you watch? No, you didn't watch? Well, maybe you missed it. There was a bunch of stuff going on. Hockey games going on, if you're into that. All kinds of stuff. So don't worry. As management likes to tell us, Ben, we pay you a lot of money. Your job is to watch the game. So we watch the games so you would not have to. It's our good mitzvah of the day. And Luka Doncic. He played pretty well. Not great. He took a lot of shots. But 33 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. He's the headliner. He got her done. And Dallas, with a dominating win over the Suns, 113-86, another competitive, nail-biting NBA playoff game, a 27-point home win deep in the heart of Texas. And so the Mavericks square up the books in this series. And Game 7, it's on like Donkey Kong this weekend in Arizona. I love Game 7s. That'll be fun. That'll be good to watch, assuming it's close. You want it close, you want it close fourth quarter, and the tight tookus syndrome will take over in a Game 7. And that's the cool thing about it. If the game's close, most ball games are lost, they're not won. Now, this game was over about midway through. And the better story in the losing locker room, that would be the Phoenix Suns locker room. So let us discuss the question. What did you make of this latest lifeless road performance by Phoenix in Game 6? So I've got my thoughts on this. Red Cross, tomato can, and combo dish. And we'll tie all of these random things together, and we are going to make some Tex-Mex is what we're going to make. The Suns, you got this, another one of these games where you get the vibe early. Very rarely are you wrong. And you watch these games early on, you kind of get a feel of how it's going to go. And maybe 1 out of 10 times your gut feeling is wrong, at least with me. I don't know if you're the same way I am. Maybe not. Maybe you're more optimistic than I am. But typically within about 10 minutes or so, I get a pretty good vibe on how things are going to go. And this took a little bit longer, but not much longer. The Suns, very kind-hearted in Dallas. They were obliging to the Mavericks. Another performance in the postseason where a team seemed irritated that they had to play this game on the road. They were irritated, but they were not exasperated enough to play with gusto. There was not a lot of gusto from the Suns. It was a sloppy game all the way around. And I call these type of performances by Phoenix in this case, this was a Red Cross type of game. Very charitable. Very, very charitable by the guys from Arizona. Phoenix turned the ball over 22 times. That led to 29 points by Dallas. So 29 points off 22 turnovers. Meanwhile, the Mavs, they gave the ball away a total of just 7 times, and Phoenix got 6 points. So my computer-like mathematical brain, using back-of-the-napkin math, tells me that Luka Doncic's team was plus 22 in points off turnovers. Actually, check that, plus 23. I guess my computer's broken. But it was a hell of a lot. So advantage to the Suns. The self-inflicted wounds. And you compound that, the Suns did not shoot the ball well, less than 40%. Devin Booker was guilty of truancy, shooting the basketball. 17 shots for 19 points, only made 6 of them, and 8 turnovers. A sluggish and charitable Red Cross performance by the Phoenix Suns. Now, part B of this, let's get down to business. Does Phoenix have a CP3 problem? What's the Suns' level of concern for Chris Paul's latest El Stinko performance? So the Maller scale of concern, 1 to 10, with 10 being, oh my God, we're screwed. For CP3, I'm at a 9. I'm at a 9. Chris Paul continues to be a passenger. He's not a driver. He's the conductor who's out of tune with the orchestra. And we are watching the aging process in front of our eyes. I realize it's taboo. You're not supposed to talk about this. Every time I bring this up, oh, no, you shouldn't say that, Ben. Chris Paul is beloved by the media elites in the NBA. I have no horse in the race on this. I don't. Not a Mavericks fan. I'm not a Suns fan. I'd like to see Dallas win, but Would that change my life in any way? No. But this particular thoroughbred is on the fast track to the glue factory at this point. What's my evidence? Now, another playoff game, another cover-your-eyes performance for Chris Paul. 13 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 turnovers, and 5 fouls. There's a word for that. It's called verkakta. Tomato can, Chris Paul. And it's not just a one-off. The last four playoff games, Chris Paul has 18 assists and 18 turnovers. Point God, point fraud. And that's the way he's played the last couple of games here. Point fraud, point flawed, however you want to say it. The Mavericks, have they figured something out? Do they have some kind of cheat code here? If you didn't know better, you would say that it's a combination of Dallas pestering Paul, the trick artist, and also the fact that he has suddenly turned 37 years old, and he's playing like you would expect a 37-year-old NBA ball player to play. We got a problem. We got a problem if the Suns. All right, last word here. So let's get down to Game 7. What is the level of confidence that the Mavericks, the team that won this game on Thursday night, can take their road show, which has been abysmal, they have not played well in Phoenix at all, and win a road game in Game 7? That pit of vipers in Arizona. So I give Dallas a plus 180 chance on the Maller Sportsbook line, plus 180 to win in the desert. That is a roughly 35% chance, which doesn't sound all that good, but if it was baseball and you had a 350 hitter up, you'd think we got a pretty good chance. You'd think we're in pretty good shape there with a 350 hitter. And that's higher than it should be considering the way that the Mavericks have played on the road. But I'm looking at all the variables here. Chris Paul looks washed up, and all of the heat or the sunlight on Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton. These guys have to be pitch perfect in Game 7. And Phoenix acted like a team that it was like, well, it's our birthright. We're going to win at home in Game 7. This is a mere formality. We'll lose Game 6. It's good for TV. We'll get a Game 7. And so far in this series, that has been the case. Dallas has not been able to find a way to win in the Valley of the Sun. But all it takes is Devin Booker, clankety-clank, sprained ankle, here, there, and everywhere, and suddenly it's hasta la vista for the Suns. They'll be watching the playoffs on TV. Dallas, it's obvious what they have to do. You don't need me to tell you. It's attention to detail. The secondary actors who have forgotten their lines when they get on that plane and take the chartered bus to the hotel. They've missed the bullseye, and they need a combo dish. They got to serve up a combo dish here in at least one of the following, and more likely two of the following, have to be spot on. Reggie Bullock, Dorian Finney-Smith, and Jalen Brunson. They get two of those three guys who are able to not suck at a time you cannot suck, then the Mavericks will win and get their way into the Western Conference Finals. Dallas, we're pulling for you in Game 7, and the Suns will be favored. They are favored. I've seen the line. Suns are favored in that game, so Dallas is expected to get a punch right to the face in the schnozola there and go down. But if you're a big pressure person, oh, the pressure, the immense pressure, it's all on the Suns. They lose here. You lose a Game 7 at home. How embarrassing. Chris Paul looks washed up. The Suns gave him a big extension. They're stuck with his diminishing returns. And, boy, that would flush away everything. Right down the old toilet there for the Suns, all those regular season wins. All right, let's go into the locker room now. Monty Williams. Everyone loves this guy. Coach of the year. Coach of the year in the NBA. Monty Williams here, and he talks about the shaky nature of his team in Texas when playing the Mavericks.
We understand and know what it takes to beat this team. We've done it, and now we got to do it for 48 minutes. We've been spotty at best on this floor. I didn't think we understood the desperation they were going to play with.
Oh, that's bull crap. Come on. I mean, how many times do we have to say it? No, seriously. I mean, every coach, I know they have to say something, and they're asked the same questions, and they have to come up with an answer, but seriously. We hear this all the time. Like, every time a team loses when they're up in a playoff season, I don't think we anticipated that the other team was going to play hard. Really? What are you, stupid? All right, anyway, let's go to CP3, the washed-up point fraud of the Phoenix Suns, and you'll hear the question and the answer. It's all about messaging, according to the question and the answer.
Do you impart any kind of message to the guys after the game going into this thing, seeing that you do have experience in Game 7s?
No. Honestly, no. I don't like to be that dramatic. You know what I mean? We got a couple days, finally. You know what I mean? Finally not playing every other day. You know what I mean? We got a couple days to let this sit and let this marinate, and we'll talk, man. But at the end of the day, it's basketball. It's not life-threatening or anything like that. So guys will get ready, and we'll be ready for Sunday.
Now, if you listen closely in that soundbite, there was a tell. Did you pick up on the tell? Were you paying attention? You could hear Chris Paul announcing, oh, my God, I'm old. Thank God we have 2 days off. Can you imagine, like, the stress of having to work every other day? I mean, oh, my God, every other day we have to work. It's so hard. It's so hard. Oh, I get 2 days off. Oh, my God. Pathetic. Pathetic. Go, Mavericks. Go, Mavs. Eliminate the Suns. Another sticker from Chris Paul in Game 7. I hope it's a one-point game. Chris Paul takes the final shot, and Brick City. Brick City. That would be wonderful. Oh, man, would that be good.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It hurts so good, supposedly. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show as we are in the air everywhere, just like next door neighbors, as we, we're just kind of taking one segment at a time here, as we like to do, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond. On the vast and boldly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the skullduggery of Jock Talk, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. So our lead this hour comes from the NFL. We mentioned in a previous hour the Buffalo Bills are the darlings to win the Super Bowl among offseason bettors. The Bills are the popular pick. And we will get to the schedule, mini Maller monologue, so bonus Maller monologue on that. But the story here to begin this hour that got my attention is out of Philadelphia. And no, I am not going to talk basketball about Doc Rivers. I'm not doing that. And I don't know if you even saw this, maybe not, but we had learned recently that the player getting the most wagers among the gamblers over at Caesars to win the 2022 MVP, Jalen Hurts. Say what? Jalen Hurts. Hurts is the popular pick, has the most gambling tickets, we are told, and most money wagered to win the most valuable player of the year award at the end of the 2022 regular season. Now, this is in that same puzzling category as Dan Campbell getting nearly triple the amount of wagers and double the money to win Coach of the Year in the Motor City with the Lions. Now, Hurts is in his third year with the Eagles, and we now know that many gamblers are expecting a massive improvement. So let us discuss the question. Jalen Hurts, MVP chances in 2022, attainable or preposterous? All right, so this arrow is pointing at not only preposterous, a side dish of unattainable. How about that? All right, so I've got deli counter, cartoon sailors, and casting call. And we'll connect all the puzzle pieces together and make the Baba Ganoush. We're going to make the Baba Ganoush for Jerome in Kansas City, who used to call the show but no longer calls the show. So, first of all, Jalen Hurts, from this side of the microphone, he's standing on wobbly ground. Wobbly ground. Now, has he been better than I expected in the NFL? Yes, sure, I will agree with you on that. However, keep in mind, we had insanely low expectations. Jalen Hurts, my scouting report on him, he's a better soundbite than he is a player. Better soundbite than player. Common sense tells us that it is, the word is impractical to include Jalen Hurts as a legitimate MVP candidate. This is what's known as a sucker's bet. It is out of reach for two main reasons: performance and competition. Now, Hurts is a dual threat quarterback, but to win an MVP award, it has been proven over the years and years they've given out this award. If you're a running quarterback, that's great, but you have to dazzle as a passer. When Lamar Jackson won the MVP a few years ago, he had a very successful season throwing the football. And that is the key here. Last season, Jalen Hurts was the 26th ranked quarterback in the NFL. He was serving up hoagies. They were poop hoagies in terms of passing. What's my evidence here? When I say he was the 26th ranked quarterback, he was sandwiched between Daniel Jones and Baker Mayfield. Now, Daniel Jones is hanging on by a fingernail to his job with the Giants, and Baker Mayfield is floating on a ghost ship just waiting for his next opportunity. So Jalen Hurts would have to leapfrog, and this is just a back-of-the-napkin estimate, 15 quarterbacks, at least 15, who are firmly ahead of him in the hierarchy of quarterbacks. So he's got to go over to the deli counter and take a number. And the usual suspects: Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, before he goes off to Fox, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Super Bowl champ Matthew Stafford. There's a lot of hype about Russell Wilson. Now, Russell Wilson's never sniffed an MVP award. Does he put it all together in Denver for a full season, or is he still going to be half a season Russ, as he was in Seattle? Justin Herbert with the Chargers. I mean, go on and on, but you get the point. All right, secondly. So why is Jalen Hurts such a popular pick among the gamblers for the MVP? Well, that is actually simple. It's the same reason that sports wagering is such a profitable business. A large percentage of the unwashed are always thinking in terms of, I can bet a little money and I can win a lot, and I'll throw caution to the wind. I'll bet with my heart. I'll bet with my heart. Now, in the Jalen Hurts case, when I saw that Hurts was getting all these bets for the MVP, I was like, all right, that, you know what this is? In the cartoon bubble over my head, I thought of that Popeye meme, the gif of Popeye. You know the one with the two cartoon sailors who are shoveling money into the incinerator? Like, burn, baby, burn! Never underestimate the gullibility of the casual gambler. And we talk about this from time to time. But you got the squares and you got the sharps. And the people betting on Jalen Hurts are what's known as the squares. The square is the average gambler that is the backbone of sports wagering, the unsophisticated gambler whose decision is based on hunches and a lot of media manipulation, hyping up the Eagles because they made a couple of interesting moves in the offseason. And those are the people, the square bettor, that, oh, man, we love those. If you're running a sports book, you're like, sign me up. These are the people that when they go to casinos, they get free meals, drinks, comps, because they continue to burn their money. As they say on Wall Street and in Vegas, get that dumb money. Get that dumb money. Now, on the other hand, you've got the sharps. And those are the guys that the sports books despise. Those are the ones that when they actually win. So they put limits on how much they can bet because they actually win money. So they have to hire other people to put bets in for them. They do not bet on gut feelings or emotion. Final thought. So is it true that Jalen Hurts is actually still fighting for his job? I'm nodding my head yes. And this is an extended audition. So simultaneously, you have Eagle fans, mostly Eagle fans, loading up on Jalen Hurts to win the MVP. And at the same time, he's fighting to keep his job. Welcome to Bizarro World. It's a casting call. Now, Philly is still evaluating Jalen Hurts. And they've sent mixed messages because they were flirting with Russell Wilson and some other quarterbacks in the offseason here. And yet they went out and added a bazooka to the offensive huddle. The Eagles gave Jalen Hurts a shiny new toy to play with and to chuck the ball to A.J. Brown, a gift of the Tennessee Titans, who said, hey, we don't need a good receiver. We have Ryan Tannehill as our quarterback. Now, I believe Brown is the real deal. He is substantially more talented than any other playmaker in Philly. However, as we saw in Nashville, and I just mentioned Ryan Tannehill, A.J. Brown and all that razzmatazz is limited if the Birds quarterback sucks at his job. And Jalen Hurts was wonderful running the ball, but in terms of passing, he just did not put it together. And I'll believe it when I see it. That's my position, the official position of the Ben Maller Show. When it comes to Jalen Hurts, I will believe it when I see it. But a lot of MVP votes. Now, meanwhile, we turn the page. It's a mini Maller monologue on the NFL schedule. Ta-da! Yeah, it's scheduled. Well, it was scheduled day. It's not anymore. So this is not something that I get really worked up for. I don't. I wish I did. I've known who the teams are going to play in the NFL since the end of the regular season. There's a formula that the NFL uses, and they don't change the formula. The things I look for when it comes to the NFL schedule is it's a point of demarcation, first of all. It lets you know who the cool kids are and who the ugly kids are. The popular pick, the cool kids on campus, and the Poindexters. And they do that, the NFL, in partnership with television. This is all just a television show. And the 2022 season of the NFL on television, there are a bunch of teams that are glamour teams. And you can judge this based on prime time. All right, so who are the cool teams in the NFL? All right, we base this off primetime games. The cool teams are the LA Rams, the Buffalo Bills, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady, Green Bay, Dallas, San Francisco, New England, Pittsburgh, Denver, Kansas City, Cincinnati, and the Chargers. All of those teams have five primetime games. Now, who are the unpopular teams? The unpopular teams are J-E-T-S, suck, the Jets, the Giants, the Houston Texans, Jacksonville, Carolina, and Atlanta. Those teams only have one primetime game. Now, who is at the very bottom? They don't even get to sniff a primetime game. They get to wear the dunce cap. The most unpopular team in pro football circa the year 2022. TV has completely rejected this team. The Detroit Lions. Not a single primetime game. Not even one. They can't even get on there. The theory behind this is the NFL figures, we are already punishing the American people enough by having the Lions on Thanksgiving. So God forbid we throw them a bone on Thursday or on Sunday, and the Lions are on, I believe, the Hard Knocks franchise, so that'll be considered their primetime exposure. And the New England Patriots. The NFL needs them to be good. Now, why does the NFL need the Patriots to be good this year? Because barring some kind of scheduling change from weeks 12 to 15, the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, are scheduled to have four primetime games in a row. So if the Patriots get off to a start here, the first 10 weeks or so of the season, if they're sitting there at 3-7, and something along those lines. But in week 12, they play the Vikings. That's on Thanksgiving. The Buffalo Bills in week 13, primetime. At the Cardinals, at the Raiders. All those games are primetime. So the NFL needs the Patriots not to stink, or people will be complaining and whining and all of that. The other thing, and this is just me being a curmudgeon, like these sizzle videos. I know you got to play the game. You're in the playground on social media. A lot for me. Not my cup of tea. I'm not going to order that off the menu. And there were all kinds of awkward moments on these sizzle videos. The Dallas Cowboys, they had Stephen A. Smith, former Fox Sports Radio morning host Stephen A. Smith, was on their big reveal video. The Chargers, I'm trying to think who they – is there a big crossover in the anime NFL world? Maybe there isn't. I didn't get that. Our friend Alex Teicher, engineer here at Fox Sports Radio, producer at Fox Sports Radio, is very big in the anime world. I did not realize that there's a big crossover between the NFL and anime, but maybe I missed that. The Seahawks. Racist. The Seahawks decided to do a bloopers and practical jokes bit on their video where they goofed on their players. They had a fake schedule release. What else did I see? I saw Jacksonville took a little shot at Carson Wentz. I mean, go on and on. There were a bunch of these videos that were released. But, again, we've all known the schedule for some time. And all the people that get worked up into a lather because, oh, my God, we've got the toughest schedule, the easiest schedule. Did I read the four teams with the easiest schedule are all in the NFC East because they all play each other in the NFC East, for example? But – as I'll compare this, and here's how I relate to this in radio. I had a program, actually it was general manager of a radio station I worked at early in my career, and I worked at a station that had no ratings. We had no listeners. The only people that listened to this station were our relatives, the people that worked at the station. And we had a new ratings period started at the radio station, and the program director had a little pep talk. Everyone, all the on-air staff went in this big board meeting. And he said, you guys have, you know, he gave us the whole riot act. You guys have sucked. But I want you to know that whatever happened in the past does not matter. It is a fresh start here. And we got no ratings again. But it was a great talk. But the point of that is, like, people are making a big deal because, for example, the Chiefs are the first team in NFL history to start the season with 8 straight games against teams that had a winning record in the previous season. Oh, my God, the Chiefs are screwed. No, they're not. The Chiefs, A, are a good team, which I think is the most important part of this, that you have to be a good team. And when you break apart the schedule, for example, Kansas City opens up with the Cardinals. They won 11 games last year, but they've got a questionable quarterback in Kyler Murray. He's a little questionable. And their top receiver is a steroid cheat, so he got suspended. So you've got that. The Chargers in week 2, division rival. I got a bunch of new players on defense. Who knows if those guys will be ready to go. The Colts with a new quarterback in week 3. So you can break this apart and say, well, yeah, it looks bad based on last year, but you don't know who's going to be good and bad for sure this season. That's why they play the games. That's why they play the games.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Kubaloo.
So the Bengals were in the Super Bowl last season, and yet they aren't even favored to win their division this year. Both the Browns and Ravens have better odds at taking the AFC North, according to Vegas. Now, Ben, I know that you think that they got it wrong with the Browns. I don't even have to ask you that.
That's right.
But did they with the Ravens as well?
So we are ambivalent when it comes to the Ravens. John Harbaugh has proven to be the rock of Gibraltar as coach in Baltimore. But despite his dependability at squeezing out the most out of that roster, this current Raven team looks like a calamity waiting to happen. It is going to push the limits of Harbaugh's ability to coach. And because the second part is, not only are the Ravens devoid of many game-breaking talents, they have to be extra cautious with Lamar Jackson, who has quietly become the guy that pundits and critics said he would be in the NFL. The last 25 games, Lamar Jackson has a 90.2 passer rating. He's averaging 6.9 yards per attempt. He's essentially, in terms of passing, become Jared Goff. That's a problem. That's a problem. And he's been hurt a lot recently. The running is starting to catch up to him. So that's an issue. But I am ambivalent on the Ravens. Next!
Xander Bogaerts is likely to opt out of his contract at the end of this season, and the Red Sox have been unable to come to an extension agreement, reportedly offering him under market value. Now, there are some suggesting that the Sox should look to trade him now if they aren't willing to offer him more money. Ben, what do you think will happen with Xander Bogaerts?
He gone. Yeah, well, number one, the clock obviously ticking. As an old GM who I was buddies with, who used to be the GM of the Montreal Expos years ago, told me, you wait 60 games before you get the full vibe, or I guess you'd say today, the zeitgeist of your team. So the Red Sox have played slightly over 30 games. So if that still holds, they've got about 28 games or so left before you decide to pull the plug. And that would be somewhere in the middle of June. Somewhere in the middle of June where you start making trades. But Boston, they can't hit right now. They're like in the near the bottom in hitting. They're in the middle pitching. So they suck on offense and on the mound. And they also have Trevor Story, who's not been that great, as insurance. So with Scott Boras as the agent, the key indicators all indicate that he's gone. Xander Bogaerts will be traded before the trade deadline this summer. Next!
Kyrie Irving just became only the second player in NBA history to have six or more All-Star appearances and never have a single vote for MVP throughout their entire career.
He's like the Russell Wilson of the NBA.
Well,
He is.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, he joins Pau Gasol with that honor.
Pau!
Ben, which player would you rank higher on an all-time list?
Well, you're doing this because you don't think I would put a Laker ahead of Kyrie, but I am. I'm going to go with Pau Gasol here. Kyrie and Pau are very similar. The difference is Kyrie's always hurt. So advantage Pau Gasol, because that guy showed up and played, and Kyrie doesn't show up.
You passed the mission.
I passed it.
Yeah, you passed. Great job.
Mom, I won.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hooray for Hollywood.
All right, Ben, we're going to start off with some entertainment news. Yeah, I like when we have some stuff to report on here. Now, first, it's about some upcoming stuff. It's, you know, it's not like premiering this weekend, but some stories that I saw that might pique your interest. So Netflix is going to have its first ever NC-17 original movie.
Oh, they're getting saucy.
Uh-oh.
They're getting saucy. Before you know it, they're going to be doing porn.
Somewhere, Blair in Maine is now interested in Netflix.
It's actually a Marilyn Monroe biopic.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Roberto's interested too.
It has some big names. Adrian Brody will be in this movie, and the title character Marilyn Monroe will be played by Ana de Armas.
Oh,
yes.
Oh ho ho.
Yes.
Eddie's interested now.
Yeah. So
we're all interested. We're all in on this.
Yes.
We're all in.
It'll be playing on one of the TVs in the studio in a few months, I'm sure.
She's very nice.
He's easy on the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Cannavale also stars in a supporting role.
Yeah.
Great actor. Some other entertainment news. Now, I'm a little embarrassed to admit I've never seen this movie, but it is a cult favorite. This is Spinal Tap, and they will be making a sequel with Rob Reiner and original cast members.
Wow, those guys are all still with us, huh?
Yeah, apparently.
Good for them.
Yeah, so, and then one last little piece of entertainment news. I know that we still have a long ways to wait for Dune Part 2 to come out.
I'm devastated we have to wait so long for that.
Yes, I am. Me either, but it has been announced that Christopher Walken has joined the cast.
Oh, he's going to be the emperor.
Yes.
How old is he now?
That's correct.
How old is he?
He is 103.
Yes, that's about right. Yeah.
He is.
Close enough. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. He's
old.
79. 79 years.
Good for him.
Yes. And then moving over to what is premiering this weekend in theaters is a remake of the Stephen King classic Firestarter. Now, this one is going to star Zac Efron, not as the main character, but. You know, as you remember back in the day, the original one was Drew Barrymore. It was her first role after E.T. And so this one's in theaters and on Peacock. It's got about as good reviews as the first one did. Not good. Moving over to television.
Judge it for yourself, Coop. You don't need to listen to these other people.
No, that's true. That's true. I don't listen to those. I
make up your own mind. Too many people follow what these reviews are. Who cares what those people
think? If it's something I'm interested in, I don't care about the reviews and I go see it anyway. If it's something I'm on the fence about, then sometimes I'll take those into account.
As the gospel? Yeah. Okay.
Maybe not as the gospel, but on HBO Max right now, it's the second season of the TV show Hacks. The first season was nominated for 13 Emmys. It was highly acclaimed. I watched it. I thought it was great. So I recommend if you haven't watched the first season, go check that out right now on HBO Max. The second season is available right now. It stars Jean Smart as a aging Joan Rivers type comedian. Attempts to revive her career.
Joan Rivers. I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yes. Yeah. And
she's dead, but yeah, I hear you. All right.
Yeah, and so that is available right now on HBO Max. Then later on in the weekend, we've got a couple of different things on Friday. Oh, I guess that's today. On Apple TV Plus, The Essex Serpent is a new drama, Victorian-era drama, where stars Claire Danes and Tom Hiddleston of Loki fame. They moved to London to a small village in Essex that's said to be home of a mythical creature. That's all the information they give. It's very mysterious.
Good. I like that they don't give too much information. You want to be surprised. I hate when you know everything before you watch a show. Who wants that? I want to be surprised.
That's right. And lastly, on HBO, Sunday night at 9 p.m. is a new iteration. This time it's a TV series, The Time Traveler's Wife. It's like a time travel romance thing. It's with British TV and HBO. So it's like six episodes, and it's directed by David Nutter, who directed a lot of Game of Thrones.
Mr. Nutter.
That's right.
I bet you he got picked on in school. Yeah. I bet you he got his ass kicked in school.
That is Coop Scoop.
All right, there it is.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
The joke's back after a week hiatus. Here we go.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who? It's Big Ben's lame joke of the week.
And these are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners to the radio program. And if you would like to be part of this, you can send jokes in. Care of Ben Maller Show at gmail.com. Put jokes in the headlines. That way we know you're sending in comedy gold. And these are actual jokes, again, sent in by actual listeners. Right to the jokes we go. First one from Brendan from Boston. And he says, did you hear that Lizzo is developing a new game show, Eddie?
I did not hear that, no.
It's called Let's Make a Meal. What? What did Lizzo inhale today?
I don't know. A turkey?
No, she smoked brisket. Is what she... Disposable horse napkins sent that one in. Did you hear that Lizzo had a full body photo shoot recently?
No, I did not hear that.
Yeah, according to Justin McAttack in D.C., he says, James Webb Space Telescope finally got far enough into space to fit her into the picture.
Ooh, that was a journey.
There you. What does Lizzo dislike about hockey, Eddie?
I don't know. What does she not like about it?
She's very upset they have a penalty for icing. She loves icing. She doesn't understand. So Surfer Todd, the comedian. Why can't Lizzo find the time to hit the gym?
Because she's always eating.
Well, she has too much on her plate, actually. That's the problem. You've heard that one. Justin in D.C., he says, rest in peace, Justin in Cincinnati. But Justin's come back from the dead. Did you hear that the dairy industry has hired Lizzo?
I did not.
They think that she can help sell cottage cheese, Eddie. So the legs are... that's George in San Antonio. Are we ever going to run out of Lizzo jokes? I don't think so. Coop, you have any Lizzo jokes, Coop?
I do.
Okay, good. What do you got?
What's the difference between Roe versus Wade and Lizzo?
I don't know.
It only takes five people to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Oh, man.
It's Gordon in Tacoma.
All right. Here's another one from Gordon in Tacoma. Did you hear that Naomi Osaka is starting a new marketing company called Evolve?
I did actually see that, yeah.
Yeah, well, Lizzo heard about this. She said, well, I'm going to start my own marketing company. It's called Expand. Which Marvel supervillain does Lizzo want to play in the movies?
Oh, I don't know.
Galactagus. She wants to eat the planets. It's George in San Antonio. All right. Why don't we pause? For the cause. We'll have an extended segment of Big Ben's lame jokes of the week, including there's some dad jokes in here, jokes about other callers, a lot of sporty jokes this week. And so we'll have, for the rest of the hour, Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. The comedy continues, and we'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. These are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners to the radio program. With some dad jokes. It's appropriate for the audience of the show. Justin in D.C. sent this one in. Why shouldn't you wear glasses when playing football, Eddie?
I don't know why.
It's a contact sport. Solid. As far as dad jokes go, that's a solid joke. Did you know they did a study on the last 100 years of inventions?
I did not know that.
Yeah, the dry erase board is probably the most remarkable. Oh, no, that's a good joke. That's a solid joke, Eddie.
I didn't boo it. That was Roberto.
Roberto, come on, Roberto. You're a dad. You're supposed to get dad joke humor. All right, there we go. All right, that's Andy in Iowa. I was not going to move on until we got laughs on that. What is my unlucky number, Eddie?
I don't know. What is your unlucky number?
Tennis. Tennis, you know, tennis.
Oh, no. Now that one's bad.
That is bad. That's Justin in D.C. A very bad joke. Let's do some Sporto jokes. What does Jose Altuve like most about his new diet, Eddie?
I don't know. What is he like about that?
The cheat days. He loves the cheat days. Some Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. What's Ben Simmons' favorite Little Kim song?
I have no idea.
My neck, my back.
Oh, my neck, my back.
That's Eric. Eric in Kansas who sent that one in. Why shouldn't we make jokes about Kyler Murray, Eddie?
I don't know. Why not?
He has a short temper. John, our buddy in Northern Colorado. Kyler Murray is so small, Eddie.
How small is he, Ben?
He rents a room at the post office. That's Kurt from Earth sent that one. Any jokes over there, Koobaloop? Anything at all?
Yeah, I got one. Ben, all have right. You heard the one about the vegan transgender man?
No, I have not.
Yeah, he was a herbivore.
Who sent that in?
I don't know, but I lost it. Hold on.
You lost the thing? You don't give him credit? You want to own that all to yourself?
Disposable horse napkins.
Disposable horse napkins. What a name.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. And the guy sends really good jokes in, and it's the weirdest thing, Eddie, because like every third letter is a capital when it doesn't need to be. Like, it's very odd. I don't know what's going on with that boy. Dude. There's a lot of weird stuff going on with that disposable horse napkins guy. It's odd. Like, he's trying to send code or something like that. Roberto, you got any jokes over there, Roberto?
Okay,
all right.
What did Eddie Garcia say to the Mexican orphan?
I don't know.
I'm not your daddy.
All right. After spending weeks preparing his 2022 mock draft, ironically, what did Mel Kiper do the second the draft was over?
I don't know. What did he do?
He mocked it, Eddie. It was remarkable. Surfer Todd, the comedian. Do you know why Gloria James prefers her son playing for the Lakers these days?
No, why is that?
Well, it turns out he'll be home most Mother's Day now, and he can hang out with her. That's Gary from Youngstown. Here's another one from our buddy Gary in Youngstown. Do you know who didn't use any minutes on their cellular plan back on Mother's Day?
No. Who didn't use their minutes?
Well, that'd be Aaron Rodgers' mom. There you go. Gary sent that one in. How will the Nets market the team to get more fans, Eddie?
I don't know how they're going to, what are they going to do?
They'll be hiring Marcel to be their ambassador. Big news there. So Eric.
Big news while we have slept.
That's right.
While you are slept.
And good luck to Eric in Kansas. He's battling the good fight there. Let's see here. George in Rochester, Minnesota writes and says, Joel Embiid was upset not getting the MVP while you, Eddie, were not happy getting his reward. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, your MVP was many Vlasic pickles. We know how you feel about that. All right. Let's see. That was from George in Rochester, Minnesota. This one's from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. What does Doc Mike call his angry psychologist?
I don't know. What does he call his angry psychologist?
A therapist, he calls them.
Who is that, Shirley?
What's 48 minutes long and incredibly expensive?
I don't know. What is 48 minutes long and incredibly expensive?
A Brian No marriage. That's Chris in Des Moines. What do Brian No and the Clippers have in common?
I don't know.
No L's, Eddie. No L's. That's Eric.
That's not true.
Eric in Kansas. Did you hear that Joe in Rhode Island has something in common with the Lakers?
No.
They're both noisy losers, according to Eric in Kansas. Joe in Rhode Island started selling coffins. He had a good marketing slogan, Eddie.
Oh, really? What was it?
He said, "It's the last thing you'll need," is what he said. Kind of true, actually. That's Mike in Wisconsin. Anything else over there? Koopaloop, anything at all?
Negative.
Roberto, any other jokes, Roberto?
Yeah, I got one.
You got one more. All right, Roberto's got one more. Here we go.
Why was the Mexican taking anxiety meds?
Why was the Mexican taking anxiety meds? I have no idea.
Racist.
Hispanic.
All right, I got one more. Some of these I can't read. I got one more. Here we go. Let's be the closer. This is from Stevie in Boston. He says, Marcel in Brooklyn is celebrating a Diarrhea Awareness Week that begins on Monday, Eddie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it begins on Monday. It runs until Friday. All right. Now, there it is, Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week.
What?
All right. Thank you all for that, and good job by you. And you can send jokes in if you want for next week. BenMallerShow@gmail.com. Send them now. Send them whenever you want. Get them in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.